Welcome to this Mac OS 10.9 Mavericks demo using VoiceOver. In this demonstration, I'll be going through most of the major features in Mavericks using VoiceOver. However, I will not be demonstrating all of the features, mainly just mentioning them. And you can certainly go to other places to get more information about those particular items that I'm actually just going to talk about in this demo. And I thought in this demo, I'm actually going to do things slightly differently. I'm actually going to use Alex to read out each point. And for the points I want to then demonstrate, we'll then go on to then demonstrate those in this demonstration.
Some of the changes you'll notice in macOS 10.10.9 Mavericks. Free, available from the Mac App Store and capable of running on any Mac that supports Mavericks.
So basically, Mavericks is now free. And as that point said, it's now capable of running any Mac that supports the new operating system. And you can upgrade from as low as Snow Leopard, which was Mac OS 10.6. Now, I'm assuming you're going to have 10.6.8, because from memory, I think that's when the App Store became available in Snow Leopard, as you will need to download it from the Mac App Store. And if you want to find it, if I just go to my Mac App Store, and I've got it set up on my keyboard commander with right option A.
App Store window.
And I'm just going to do Command F for find.
Search. Search text field.
And it's going to type in Mavericks. Mavericks. And press Enter.
Mavericks. Highlighted.
And if I do VO Command H or Control Option Command H for header.
Heading level 2. Search results for Mavericks.
And I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Sort by relevance. Sort by OS 10 Mavericks group with two items.
Okay, and I interact with that with the interact command for VoiceOver. Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Two items. Interact with OS 10 Mavericks group with two items. List four items.
And of course, I'm doing VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Link OS 10 Mavericks.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select it.
Press link, OS 10 Mavericks. Visited link image, OS 10 Mavericks. Download, OS 10 Mavericks, free button.
VO spacebar on the download free button to download and install Mavericks on your Snow Leopard, Lion, or Mountain Lion system. Okay, so let me just close that for the moment and return to our text edit document that I currently got my notes in.
Text edit, notes for mavericks.txt, window, finder.
Okay, so we're going to talk about finder now.
1. Shift plus command plus T, no longer add to dock, is now show tab bar. Add to dock is now shift plus control plus command plus T.
Okay, so for those of us that add things to the dock via the keyboard command T, that's actually new tab as that point said, and the way to add an item to the dock now is Shift Control Command T. So let me just demonstrate that to you now. Switch back to my Finder for the moment.
Finder. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD volume.
Now let's say, for example, I want to add another application to my dock. It's going to jump to the Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications. Now in Applications window.
Okay, so let me just down arrow to find an app to put on my dock, which is not already there.
Airfoil speakers.app application. Airfoil.app application. Airplane setting.app application.
Now, I'm pretty sure that one's not on the dock. So the new command to add that to the dock is now Shift Control Command T. So I'll do that now.
Add to dock.
Okay, it's added to the dock. And before, in Mountain Lion, etc., it was Command T. Now, if I do Command T now.
New tab. All my files group.
Okay, it opens up a new tab in the Finder window that we'll get to in a minute. So I'm just going to do Command W to close down this new tab.
Close tab. List view. Table. Airplane setting.app application.
Okay, and I'll return to my previous tab, which is my current Finder window on my Applications folder. For the moment, I'm just going to do Command W to close that.
Close window, now in desktop.
And just to verify that that command did indeed work to add Airplane to my dock, I'm just going to go to the dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, system preferences.
And let me just type in AIR.
Airplane setting 27 of 30.
And there it is. Command Tab to go back to our document.
Air text edit. Text edit. Notes for Mavericks.txt window 2. Create new Finder tab window. Command plus T. This used to be add item to sidebar. I.e. next to toolbar. Shows multiple tabs which you can VO plus space to select and use that particular Finder window.
Basically rehashing the previous point about the fact that Command T now opens up a new tab window. So you have multiple tabs in Finder now versus the Shift Control Command T, which of course we just did previously to add the item to the dock. So just let me just show you what that does. And of course, the as that point said, the tab window item comes up next to your toolbar. So I'm just going to do Command Tab to go back to my Finder again.
Finder, Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
Okay, now let's just open up a Finder window by just jumping to my Applications folder again.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And let me do VO left arrow or Control Option left arrow.
Vertical splitter, sidebar, table, Applications, selected tab, 1 of 1.
Okay, so I've only got one tab open at the moment. So for example, if I now jump to my Downloads folder with Option Command L.
Downloads, list view, table.
Now if we do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Vertical splitter, sidebar, table, downloads, selected tab, 1 of 1.
Okay, it still says selected tab 101 because we're only using one Finder window. So I've only got one tab open. So if I wanted multiple tabs, Command T for a new tab window.
New tab, all my files group.
Now that defaults to all files. So if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Vertical splitter, sidebar, table, all my files, selected tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, so all my files is now the second tab, 2 of 2. And if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Downloads tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, downloads is stored there as a tab that I could VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar on to access that one. Now at the moment, my all files is selected. So for example, if I wanted to go and look in my documents window now with Shift Command O.
Documents, list view, table, voices for OSX.RTF, rich text document.
Okay, so I'm in my documents window. So now if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Vertical splitter, sidebar, table, documents, selected tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, so the second Finder window has now changed from all files to my current documents window. And if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Downloads tab, 1 of 2.
It's my downloads tab. So I can now do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on that.
Press downloads tab, 1 of 2.
And now if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Documents tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, that's no longer selected because I've got my downloads folder selected now. Tab.
Sidebar, table, vertical splitter, list view, table.
Okay, and of course I'm doing VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to go across to my list view. And if I press down arrow.
Line and dot app application. Soundflower 1.6.2.1.dmg disk image.
Okay, etc. Now my downloads folder. Now, to switch between the tab windows, you can still do Control Tab. So if I do that now, Control Tab.
Show next tab. List view, table, voices for OSX.RTF, rich text document.
Now I can tell what window I'm in by the file it landed on, because that was the previous one it just spoke when I was in my documents window. And if I wanted to verify what the current window is, of course, I can do VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Downloads window.
And if I do Control Tab again, or I could even do Shift Control Tab if I wanted to cycle back the other way. But I'll just do Control Tab again.
Show next tab. Leaving scroll area. List view, table, voices for OSX.RTF rich text document.
Okay, and of course we can do VOF2 again, and Control F2.
Documents window.
Now I find, because I tend to use a lot of folders quite a lot all the time, such as Dropbox, my documents folder, downloads folder, my home folder, a couple of folders in Dropbox, I have actually started using this multiple tab window setup in Finder. So let me command tab back around to our text edit document.
Text edit, notes for mavericks.txt window 3, tags. A powerful new way to organize and find your files located on your Mac or in iCloud. Use the sidebar to view tabs, and use the tag edit to assign tags to files.
Okay, so this is all about the new tagging system in Mavericks. So to show you how this works, let me just do Command Tab to go back to my Finder.
Finder, Documents Window, Downloads Tab. 1 of 2.
Okay, as you can tell, the focus returned to the tabs. That's where I left it before. Now I want to search for all the documents on my Mac that have the tag notes in it that I use for note preparation for my podcasts, for presentations. Now at the moment, I've only got a few in here to show you. So if I do VO right arrow control option, right arrow over to the sidebar.
Documents, selected tab, 2 of 2. Sidebar, table, no selection.
And let me interact with the sidebar with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with sidebar table.
And let me do VO down arrow, Control Option down to move down to tags.
Devices collapsed. Tags expanded. 8 items enclosed.
Okay, now if I do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Notes level 1.
Okay, that's a tag that I've made up which is called notes. I'll do one more down again.
Podcast.
Okay, so at the moment I've just added 2 at the moment, notes and podcasts. And of course, the others that are already there from the label days are these
red,
orange,
yellow.
So for low vision or sighted people, they can also assign a color code to a document. Okay, so let me just do VO upper control, upper back to notes.
Orange, red, podcast, notes.
And now, if I interact with that, Shift VO upper, Shift Control Option upper.
Stop interact.
Come over to my list. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Vertical splitter, list view, table.
And interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down.
Interact with list view, table, row 1 of 2, name.
Okay, so if I do VO down, Control Option down.
Notes for mavericks.txt, plain text document, level 1.
That's my notes for the Mavericks podcast that I'm doing now. Let me just go back over to the sidebar and I'll select the podcast tag. So uninteract.
Stop interacting with list view table.
Back over to the left.
Verticals. Sidebar table.
Reinteract.
Interact with sidebar table.
And down.
Podcast.
Okay, so there's podcasts that I've created. So uninteract.
Stop interacting with sidebar table.
Over to the list.
Vertical splitter. List view table.
Interact.
Interact with list view table. Row 1 of 3. Name.
Okay, here we go. Down.
Demo of the Apple IIe emulator with the Echo Synthesizer.mp3 MP3 audio. Demo of the iPod Classic.mp3 MP3 audio.
Okay, so it's only listing the files that I've tagged with the word podcast in this case. Now, if you want to create a tag, there's a number of ways of doing it. So at the moment, what I'm going to do is just close this window with Command W.
Close tab, list view, table, sound.
And I'm back in my downloads folder because it said SoundFlower. Now, I like to find all the files that I've downloaded off the net because I've put them in different parts of my Mac. Now, of course, I haven't started doing this yet, but I will. So I'm going to bring up the information window with Command I on this particular file for SoundFlower.
Get info now in SoundFlower 1.6.2.1.dmg info window.
And I'm going to do VO Command J.
Add tags. Tag editor, edit text.
And I've just dumped down to the tag editor. And I'm going to add a tag. And I'm just going to call this downloads. Okay, so I'm just going to type in the word downloads, DOWNLOADS.
Create new tag, downloads, image.
OK, Okay, and that's now created. So all I need to do now is just close that window of Command W.
Close window, list view, table, Soundflower 1.6.2.
Okay, now just to show you this just really does indeed work and I'm not cheating, or the Mac's not cheating, I'm just going to close all my windows again.
Close all, now in desktop, W. Macintosh HD volume.
I'm going to bring up a Finder with window with Command N.
New Finder window, now in all my files window, all my files.
Okay, let's go over to the sidebar with VR left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Verticals, sidebar, table.
Interact.
Interact with sidebar table.
And let's come down to tags again.
Devices. Tags. Expanded. 8 downloads. Level 1.
Okay, so in my tags now I've got downloads.
Notes.
Notes.
Podcast.
And podcasts now. Okay, so I'm going to do backup to downloads.
Note. Downloads.
Okay, I'll interact.
Stop interacting.
Come over to my list.
Vertical. Image browser. Grid. No selection.
Yes, okay, so that's an image one browser row. View. So I'm just going to do Command 2 to change it back to my favorite, which is a list view.
As list. Checked. List view. Table.
Interact.
Interact with. List view. Table. Row 1 of 2. Name.
Okay, down.
Soundflower 1.6.2.1.dmg disk.
Okay, so again, it's listed just the tagged items, in this case for downloads, which is the Soundflower one in my downloads folder. So over the next couple of months, I'm actually going to be converting all my files over to the new tag system, because it then doesn't matter where the files are sitting on my Mac. I can just use my tags on my sidebar to find the document anywhere they're located on the Mac. Now, I should say it's one thing to tag files. It's another one to work out what files have already been tagged. And that's where the Finder View option comes in handy. So you can turn that label on for files so that you know they've been tagged or not. So let me just press Command W on this window for the moment.
Close window. Now in desktop. Macintosh HD volume.
And let me just jump back to that Downloads folder again with Option Command L.
Downloads. Now in Downloads window, List view, Table.
And I'm going to jump into the Finder view by doing Command plus J.
Show view options, Downloads window, always open in List view, check checkbox.
Okay, VOF or Control F for find.
Enter search text.
Type in the word tags, T-A-G-S, enter.
Tags, tags, unchecked checkbox.
Okay, check out the spacebar.
Checked tags checkbox.
Command W to close the window.
Close window. Now in downloads window. List view table.
Interact.
Interact with list view table.
Jump down to the Soundflower file download. SO.
Soundflower 1.6.2.1.dmg.
Okay, let's come across to the fifth column now.
Date mod side kind tags downloads. Column 5, row 3, level 1.
Okay, so I've tagged that one. So if I come back over to the left first column,
con, so, date, name, so,
and come up one,
line and dot app application,
and across the fifth column,
date, so, con, tags, column 5, row 2.
Okay, I know that I haven't tagged that particular file yet, so that'll come in very handy when I start tagging all my files on my system. And one final thing, when you save a document, you'll also get asked to put a tag on that item. So I'm just currently writing a presentation outline for a talk I've got to give in a few weeks' time, which is in Pages. So let me just do Command Tab to Pages.
Text Edit, Amadeus Pro, Pages, Pages, Untitled.Pages, Window.
Okay, let me just go to the top of the document to make sure it's the right document.
Accessibility.
That's the one. Okay, now I want to save this. I'm going to do Command S.
Save, interact with dialog, for, window, untitled.pages, save as, tags, where.
Okay, let me just go to the top of the window.
Save as.
And then via right-click option to go across the dialog.
Untitled.pages, untitled, is selected, save as.
Okay, I'm going to type in a new name, so I'm going to do
selection replaced, cap N.
R-I-D-B-C. Okay, so via right-click option right arrow.
Disclosure, tags, disclosure, dimmed unchecked checkbox, tags, tags, tag editor, edit text.
Okay, so tag editor, so let me just type in notes.
Orders. Notes, image.
Okay, so notes is there now. So I'm going to keep going with VO Writer, drop from there.
Where? iCloud. Where? Pop-up button.
Okay, so this is on iCloud, which is fine. So we'll soon find out whether it comes up on the sidebar now under my tags.
Cancel, save
okay,
button.
Let's save it. Now, just before I leave Pages, I'm just going to show you something new to do with tables, and it's the fact that VoiceOver now supports tables in Pages, which is extremely nice. So I'm just going to do quickly Command-N for new document.
New, now in, choose a template window, blank button.
Okay, and I'll press Enter.
Now in, untitled window, body, edit text.
So I'm going to insert a new table, so VOM.
Menu bar, Apple, page, file, edit, insert.
Okay, VO spacebar.
Insert menu 21 items.
Okay, down to table.
Table, submenu.
Okay, of course I just press T, VO spacebar again.
Table, submenu 4 items, headers, basic.
Okay, we'll just insert a basic table, enter.
Basic.
Okay, and if I check where my cursor is with VO F3.
Table 1, 5 rows. 4 columns table is in the VoiceOver cursor. You are currently on a table inside of a page. To enter this table, press Control Option Shift down arrow.
Okay, so interact.
A1 empty cell.
Okay, and we'll just quickly do a very simple table. It's going to do 3 headings across one row and the items in the second row. Okay, so I want to put animal in C1.
Interact with A1 empty cell. Animal.
Okay, I'll just choose a recurrent line VOL. Okay, so I'm going to put vegetable in the next one.
Stop interacting with cell. B1 empty cell. Interact with B1 empty cell. Vegetable.
Okay, and I'll put mineral in the next one.
Stop in C1 empty. Interact with C1 empty cell. Mineral.
Okay, so I'll interact.
Stop in.
Back over to the left.
Veg. Animal. A1.
Okay, let's come down to A2.
A2 empty cell.
Okay, let's
interact with
in
A2 empty cell.
Dog.
Dog.
Yeah,
stop
one.
In. Vegetable B2 empty cell. Interact with B2 empty cell.
Let's do a vegetable. Let's do
carrot.
Okay,
stop
and
in. Mineral C2 empty cell. Interact with C2 empty cell.
And a mineral.
Iron.
Okay, that'll do for the moment. So now if I interact.
Stop interacting with cell.
And I go back to the left.
Animal, dog, A2.
Okay, to the right.
Vegetable, carrot, B2. Mineral, iron, C2.
Okay, it reads out the header information and the cell item that you're currently on, which is quite nifty. Okay, so let me just close that for the moment.
Close. Interact with dialog for do you iCloud delete button.
Spacebar.
Body, edit text insertion at end of text.
And now we'll get back to looking at the tag. Okay, so let me just close Pages for the moment. Command Q.
Finder, downloads window.
And let's be nice and tidy and close all windows again with Option Command W.
Close all, now in desktop. Macintosh HD volume.
New Finder window with Command N.
New Finder window, now in all my files.
Let's go over to the sidebar.
Vertical, sidebar, table.
Interact.
Interact.
Come down to tags.
Device, tags, expanded.
Here we go.
8. Downloads. Notes.
Okay, run notes. Interact.
Stop in.
Over to our list.
Vertical. List view. Table.
Interact.
Interact with. List view. Table. Row
down.
1 of 3. Notes for our IDBC.pages. Pages publication. Level 1.
Okay, so if I come down one more time.
Notes for mavericks.txt. Plain text document.
So again, I don't have to worry where the file's located. I just use the tag system. So let me just do Command W, close this window.
Close window, now in desktop.
Okay, and I'm going to do Command Tab to go back to our text edit document.
Text edit. Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt window 4. On the dock, VoiceOver now reports whether an app is open. E.g. Finder open 1 of 2.6, Mail 2 of 2.6, Safari open 3 of 2.6, etc.
That point was saying that a VoiceOver now tells you whether an application is also running on the dock, besides just sitting there because you've actually added it to the dock with the Shift Control Option Command T command now. Okay, so let me just jump to the dock. VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. Airplane setting, 26 of 29.
Okay, so that just says airplane setting, so I know that's not running. Let me jump to Safari, because I know that is running, I believe. So let me just do SA.
Safari, open, 3 of 29.
Yep, so it says Safari, open, so that's running. And of course, Amadeus Pro, which is what I'm using to record this demo, AM.
Amadeus Pro, open, 25 of 29.
And if I do TE for
text edit, open, 4 of 29.
Okay, but if I do MA for mail.
Mail, 2 of 29.
Okay, mail's not open. If I do iTunes, for example,
iTunes, 5 of 29.
Okay, that's not running. So it's quite nice now that when you go across, you'll find if I just press left and right arrow.
Text edit, open, Safari, open, mail, 2 of 29. Finder, open, 1 of 29.
Okay, you can get a good idea of what's currently running on your Mac. So that's quite nice now with VoiceOver. Okay, so Command Tab back to our document.
Text edit, notes for mavericks.txt, window, 5, extras menu, battery, new item, identifies if any apps are using significant energy. Notifications Center, can now post to messages and LinkedIn. Of course, can set LinkedIn account and Notifications Center and system. Preferences.
That's basically the extras menu. So the fact that now on the battery menu, you've now got a item in it that tells you what application is using significant amounts of energy on your battery in particular. And the fact that you have quick access to sending a message, and also in your account settings in system preferences now, which will come up under notifications, you can add in your LinkedIn account. I'll show you the battery one first. So let me do VOM or Ctrl+M twice to get to the extras menu.
Menu extras, Bluetooth menu extra.
I'm going to do VO right or Ctrl+R to get over to battery.
System sound volume, Wi-Fi, text in, battery, 86% remaining, menu extra.
Now it's going to be interesting to see if Amadeus Pro is going to be under my option that's going to say what's using significant amounts of energy, because that's now running and recording this podcast. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Ctrl+Option spacebar.
Battery, 86% remaining, menu 5 items.
VO down, Ctrl+Option down.
5.05 remaining, power source, battery, apps using significant energy,
okay,
dimmed.
Here we go.
Amadeus Pro.app.
Yep, Amadeus Pro is using significant amounts of energy, surprise, surprise. But it's a good way to check, have you got any apps running in the background that you're not aware of, to see how your battery is going, and if you might want to close things down that are chewing up your battery, particularly if you're traveling, are you on a plane or a train, etc. Let me just show you the notifications. I'm going to do escape.
Battery, 85% remaining, menu extra.
Come over to notifications.
Wednesday 6 spotlight, notification center.
Yeah, VS spacebar, Ctrl+Option spacebar.
Notification center, window, system dialog, notifications table.
Okay, so let me interact with the table. Shift VO down or Shift Ctrl+Option down.
Interact with notifications table, row 2 of 21.
Okay, so let me do VO down or Ctrl+Option down.
Messages button, Twitter button, Facebook button, LinkedIn button.
Okay, so we've now got the buttons for messages, which is new. Twitter and Facebook were actually there before, and I've already added in my LinkedIn account via the internet accounts in my system preferences. Now, because that's all buttons in a row, I need to interact with that. So Shift VO down or Shift Ctrl+Option down.
Interact with messages button, Twitter button, Facebook button, LinkedIn button, share widget, row 2 of 21, cell 4 items.
That was the share widget item that's talking about. So let me do VO right on Ctrl+Option row.
Twitter button.
There's a Twitter button. If I just go back with VO left arrow, Ctrl+Option left arrow.
Messages button.
Messages button. So I'll go to the right now.
Twitter button. Facebook button. LinkedIn button.
Okay, so if I wanted to post that I'm doing this podcast, so if I want to send a message to my wife, I'm just going to go back to messaging.
Facebook, Twitter, messages button.
Spacebar.
Press application, share, messages, system dialog, to edit text.
Okay, it's 2. Now I can either type in my wife's name or her mobile number. It's going to type in her mobile number and pause the recording. It's going to press the tab key.
Leaving scroll area. Edit text. iMessage.
Okay, so I can just say hi. Just a test.
T-E-T.
test message as I am doing my Mavericks podcast demo. Okay, I'm just going to read it back to myself.
Hi, just a test MSG as I am doing my Mavericks podcast demo.
Okay, let me do VR wireless contraption mono.
Cancel button. Send button.
Okay, and VR spacebar contraption spacebar and send.
Press notification center. Window system dialog. Messages button.
Okay, and I'm back to the focus on the messages button. So if I do VR right arrow.
Twitter button.
Okay, we're back in the share widget again. So let me uninteract.
Stop interacting with messages button. Twitter button.
And of course, if I did VR down and contraption down arrow.
Mail clear button.
These are the rest of my things in my notification center, which we don't have to worry about at the moment. Okay, command tab to go back to our document.
Finder. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh. Text edit. Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt. Window 6. Use the Finder view option, Command plus J, and then check on library to show the library folder in the user's home folder. This was hidden in Mountain Lion.
Okay, so as that point said, the library folder was hidden in Mountain Lion. You can now show it again in your users folder. Let me just command tab around to Finder.
Finder.
Okay, now I want to jump to my home folder, and that's Shift Command H.
Home, list view, table.
And then bring up the Finder view option again with Command J.
Show view options, David Woodbridge, window.
And do the find command with her voiceover. VOF or Contraption F.
Enter search text.
This time type in library and press enter.
Show library folder. Unchecked checkbox.
Okay, spacebar to check it.
Checked. Show library folder checkbox.
Okay, close the window.
Close window. Now in David Woodbridge window. List view table.
Okay, interact.
Interact with list view table.
Top of table.
Name. Date modified.
Okay, let's come down.
Desktop. Documents, Downloads, Dropbox, Library Folder, Collapsed, Disclosure, Triangle, Collapsed.
Okay, and there's the library again. Now, because my boys use my Mac Air sometimes, I'm actually going to hide mine again. So I'm going to do Command-J again.
Show View Options, David Woodbridge, Window.
VOF.
Enter Search Text.
Library again.
Show Library Folder, Checked Checkbox.
Spacebar to hide it.
Unchecked. Show library folder checkbox.
Command W to close.
Close window. Now in David Woodbridge window.
Top of table.
Name. Date modified.
Down again.
Desktop. Document. Download. Dropbox. Mess Apple Mac folder. Collapsed. Disclosure triangle.
Okay, and it's hidden again. Okay, back to our notes document.
Text edit. Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt window. System preferences.
Okay, so we've just talked about the Finder. Now we're going to talk about system preferences.
1. iCloud now includes iCloud registered sign, keychain registered sign, which safely stores your website usernames and passwords, credit card numbers and Wi-Fi passwords and pushes them to your trusted devices so you don't need to remember them.
Okay, so that was basically about the iCloud keychain. And the fact it saves your username, passwords, credit card numbers, etc. across your Mac and across your iOS devices. And you need to activate that by turning it on in iCloud in System Preferences. So I'm not going to demonstrate that today, so we'll go to the next item.
2. Language and text change to language and region.
Okay, so the language and text option in System Preferences has now been renamed to Languages and Region.
3. Print and scan change to printers and scanners.
Okay, print and scan change to printers and scanners. That's a icon name change again.
4. Mail, contacts, and calendars change to internet accounts.
Okay, mail, contacts, and calendars change to internet accounts. And that's where you'll find, for example, your LinkedIn account option, if you like, to add that to the share widget, of course, which comes up under the notification center.
5. Software update change to App Store.
Okay, software update is changed now to App Store. And it's really nice that when these apps update in the background now, you can actually specify if it does pop up when you want that update to happen, whether it's in an hour or tonight, etc. So just let me show you that update quickly. I'm just going to jump to my dock with VOD.
Dock. System preferences, 9 of 30.
Okay, activate system preferences with VO spacebar.
System preferences. System preferences. Window. Toolbar.
Let's come across to the scroll area.
Preference panes. Scroll area.
Interact.
Interact with preference panes. Scroll area.
It's going to type in APP.
Click App Store button.
VO spacebar.
Press automatically check for updates. Check checkbox.
Okay, so that's the first checkbox. Automatically check for updates. And I just keep moving through this panel.
Download newly available updates in the background. Check checkbox.
Download new available updates in the background.
You will be notified when the updates are ready to be installed. Install app updates. Check checkbox.
Okay, install app updates.
Install system data files and security updates. Check checkbox.
Install system and security updates.
Automatically download apps purchased on other Macs. Check checkbox.
Download apps purchased on other Macs.
You are signed in as David.
That's my Apple ID.
Progress indicator. Image. Software updates are available. Show updates button.
Okay, so I've got software updates available. It says show updates. And what this is going to do is launch the App Store and bring up the update category panel.
Press App Store. App Store. Window. Back. Dim button.
Now it's going to interact with this toolbar that I've landed in.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Bottom of the screen.
Updates HTML content.
There's the updates HTML content.
Interact with updates HTML content. Update all to updates available. Group.
Okay, that's the first item to update all. If I go to the second button.
Pop-up button.
I've got a pop-up button, VO spacebar.
Menu, four items.
And I can choose to come down here.
Install now.
Install now.
Try in an hour.
Try in an hour.
Try tonight.
Try tonight.
Remind me tomorrow.
Or remind me tomorrow. Okay, and I'm just going to press VO spacebar on remind me tomorrow for the moment.
Closing menu. Remind me tomorrow. Pop-up button.
Let me just close the App Store for the moment with Command Q.
System preferences. App Store. Window. Show updates button.
Okay, back to the System preferences. App Store. And we're on the update button. It's going to go back to the previous screen with Command left bracket.
Back. System preferences. Window. Toolbar.
And for the moment, I'm just going to close it. And then we'll return to text edit with the Mavericks notes.
Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt window.
So that's actually very useful. So if you want to have a look at those particular options, you need to go into System Preferences and your App Store. And by the way, I've been getting the System Preferences off my dock. You can also get into it under your Apple menu on your main menu as well. Okay, so down to the next point.
6. Keyboard. Besides having the keyboard and keyboard shortcuts, now has keyboard text, keyboard shortcuts, and input sources tabs. The two new options used to be in language and text now called language and region as above.
Okay, so you're basically the keyboard icon option in System Preferences now has the text and input tabs that have come out of the new named language and region settings now. So now if you go into keyboard preferences, so dock.
Dock. System Preferences. 9 of text. System Preferences. System preferences, window, preference panes, interact with preference panes.
Okay, let's jump down the keyboard with KE.
Keyboard button, yeah, press keyboard, up. Window, toolbar.
Okay, if you are right now.
Keyboard, selected tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, so it says keyboard tab, which is currently selected, 1 of 4. So they just used to be keyboard and keyboard shortcuts. Now got those extra two. So if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Text tab. 2 of 4.
Text.
Shortcuts tab. Input sources tab.
Input sources.
4 of 4.
Okay, so that's the new two tab options now in your keyboard that are moved, as I said, over from language and region. Okay, command left bracket to go back.
Back. System preferences window toolbar.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I'm just doing command tab to go back to our document.
Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt window.
Okay, next point.
7. Dictation and Speech, Dictation tab, New Use Enhanced Dictation, allows offline voice dictation.
Okay, so this is actually a fairly important one, at least for me, as I can now do offline voice dictation. So before, you need to be on the internet, and it would only allow you to dictate up to 30 seconds. It now allows you to dictate more than that, and you can download the necessary files to do offline voice dictation. You just have to activate it. So let me do Command Tab to get back to System Preferences.
System Preferences, System Preferences, System Preferences, Window, Toolbar.
Okay, let's go and interact.
Preference Panes, Interact with Preference Panes, Scroll Area.
Let me jump down to Dictation and Speech, DIC.
Dictation and Speech button.
Yeah, spacebar control. Spacebar.
Press Dictation, selected tab, one of two.
That's already selected. If it wasn't, I could just do VO spacebar and drop the spacebar. Let's go across.
Text to use dictation wherever you can type text. To start dictating, use the shortcut or select Start Dictation from the Edit menu. Dictation. On. Selected radio button. One of two.
As you can tell, I've already selected mine.
Off. Radio button. Two of two. External microphone. Menu button.
That's what it's currently using.
Use enhanced dictation. Checked checkbox.
Okay, use enhanced dictation checkbox. So if you check it, because by default it's not, it'll download the required files to your Mac.
Allows offline use and continuous dictation with live feedback.
So that's going to be a quick demo. Let me just jump back to text edit.
Text edit. Notes for Mavericks.txt window.
Okay, let me just do a new file.
New. Now in untitled 2.6 window. Edit text.
Okay, and let me do some offline voice dictation, and we'll see what happens. So I'm going to press my function key twice, you hear a beep, and then I'll start talking. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly, comma. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly, full stop. New line, new line. I have a pretty brown-eyed cow who gives me milk and cheese, comma. And now I'm sitting in my room with hoof and mouth disease. Full stop. New line, new line. It probably got that last comment wrong because I laughed. Full stop. New line, new line. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Full stop. New line, new line. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Full stop. New line, new line. What did the person say to the man in the moon? Question. Okay, and that will do it for this demo of voice dictation, which I'll stop now by pressing my FN key again.
Today I saw a little worm everything on his belly. I wanted like to come inside and see what's on the telly. I have a pretty ground. I'd tell who accused me milk and cheese. And now I'm sitting in my room with Hoffmer disease. Got that last comment wrong because I laughed. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush never to be seen again. What did the person say to the moon in the mood question dog? Okay, and that would do it for this demo of voice dictation, which I'll stop now by pressing my FET again.
Okay, so I didn't do too badly. Okay, so I don't want to keep this. I'm going to do Command W.
Close. Interact with dialogue for window.
Okay, so I'll press my tab key.
Do you want to keep this new doc? iCloud. Rich text. Delete button.
Okay, spacebar and delete.
Display. Enhanced multi-display support, which makes using multiple displays easier and more powerful, with no configuration required.
Okay, so basically you can use multiple displays now with Mavericks, without going through any stressful setup process. Okay, so that's display. So far we've talked about the Finder, System Preferences, and we just mentioned the display. Our next point is to do with Safari.
Safari 1. A new version of Safari with shared links, which helps you find what's new on the web by consolidating links shared by people you follow on Twitter and LinkedIn, e.g. Control plus Command plus 3, Show slash Hide Links sidebar. 3 tabs, selects 3 row tab and bookmarks, reading list, and shared links, i.e., Control plus Command plus 1 selects bookmarks, and Control plus Command plus 2 selects Reading List 2. VoiceOver will return to the link on a page when going back to the originating page.
So you have the shared link options now. That includes people from your social networks and the fact that VoiceOver will now return to the originating link when you go into a new page and come back again. So I'll just show you both of those quickly. I'm just going to jump into Safari. And again, I've got a Safari shortcut, which is right option and S, which is one of the default shortcuts if you turn keyboard command on with Shift VOK or Shift Control Option K, of course.
Safari, Vision Australia window.
Okay, so let's do the shortcut key for it. Control plus command plus 3.
Show shared links sidebar.
Okay, so if I come out of my HTML area.
Leaving content information, shared links sidebar.
Okay, interact.
Interact with shared links sidebar. 5 items, bookmarks, tab, 1 of 3.
Now, as that said in the notes, when you press Control Command 1, 2, or 3, it'll bring up each one of these selected. So at the moment, the third one,
shared links, selected tab, 3 of 3.
Okay, is selected. So Control Command 1 would select bookmarks. Control Command 2 would select your reading list.
Reading list tab, 2 of 3.
Okay, which is that one?
Shared link.
Okay, so if I keep going,
table.
I interact.
Interact with table, row 2 of 171.
Calm down.
EMC accuses Pure Storage of stealing trade secrets in lawsuit ZD.net/1HHRE6Q Group. Mavericks adds internet-free dictation, and words appear in real-time tuaw.com/2013/11/05.
Okay, so these are my shared links, which is actually very nice. Okay, so let me just come out of there.
Stop interacting with table. Mavericks adds internet. Stop interacting with shared links sidebar.
Jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Vision Australia HTML content.
There's my HTML area with my Vision Australia webpage.
Interact with Vision Australia HTML content.
Now I want to just show to you where VoiceOver / Safari will come back to the link that you've just gone off. So I want to get to the link that says buy assistive technology products.
Entering banner land.
Just going to the top of the page. And I know I've visited this before, so I'm just going to do VO command V until I hear it.
Site map. Shop. Shop. I'd like technology. Visitor shop. Site map. Shop for assistive devices. Visited link.
Okay, that's the one. So if I do VO spacebar control, spacebar to activate it.
Press visited link. Shop for assistive devices. Shop page has 147 links, 40 headings, 9 form controls, 4 buttons, scrwebarea.textfield.
Okay, so if I do VO command H.
Internal link, skip to content. Heading level 2, product categories, clickable.
Okay, now if I go back with command left bracket.
Back. Vision Australia page has 121 links, 26 headings, 4 form controls, 1 button, scrwebarea.textfieldcount.single, visited link, shop for assistive devices.
Okay, I'm back where I started from before in Mountain Lion, etc. It would basically go back to the top of the page. Now, there are some websites where it doesn't work, but on the whole, I found it fairly consistent. Okay, so that's enough for Safari for the moment. Rather than leaving it running, I'm just going to do Command Q to quit it.
Text edit. Notes for mavericks.txt window.
Okay, and that's it for Safari. Now, next point is about calendar, which I'm not going to demonstrate to you. Now, I'll just get the system to read out the notes about calendar.
Calendar 1. A streamlined calendar that estimates travel time between appointments and provides a map with weather forecast. 2. Different look.
Okay, so as it said, the calendar has got a new look, and it can give you weather information, travel time, etc. I haven't played with that much yet, so again, I would urge you to go and have a bit of a play with it if you'd like to have a look. Now, the next two options are going to be talking about the two new applications that are in Mavericks, which is the new Maps application and the new iBooks application.
Two new applications, iBooks and Maps. 1. iBooks, which gives you instant access to your iBooks library, more than 2 million titles in the iBooks Store trademark, and works seamlessly across your devices, can access both library, when iBooks opens, and store. Store Home, Shift plus Command plus H, Library Command plus L, when first in iBooks, choose List to view table of current books in your library, interact with table, down arrow to desired book, and press Command plus O to open. Book window will then appear. To read book, interact with the book title HTML area, and read book, store. When in store home, Shift plus Command plus H, VO plus Command plus H until category header, VO plus down to go. The list of category links, choose link with VO plus space, navigate by header as most categories have subsections, VO plus down to go through list of books, VO plus space on book link title, VO plus Command plus H to header navigation slash VO plus down or up to read book info, navigate to or use VO plus Command plus J to jump to either get sample button or dollar amount to purchase. If purchasing, enter Apple ID after choosing dollar amount, choose same button to download book. You will open up in library ready to read by interacting with book HTML area. 2. Maps. Brings powerful mapping technology to the desktop and lets you plan a trip from your Mac and send it to your iPhone.
Okay, so that was all the information about both iBooks and the map. And I'll let you play with both those applications. I will do another demo on both iBooks and Maps separately. Just a few comments on either one of those. In iBooks at the moment, as of this demonstration, there are quite a number of unlabeled buttons. When you interact with the table of contents in a book and you go past the first option, it will automatically activate that particular option and go straight to that part of the contents. However, if you release your VoiceOver cursor to the keyboard focus with Shift VO F3, you can then navigate to another item in that contents page, and then of course you could then activate that item to go to that particular item in the contents page. There are a few other issues, but I found on the whole I am indeed able to read an iBook on my Mac. However, I tend to read most of my iBooks still on my iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And those commands that I outlined in that point that was reading about iBooks are quite good for jumping between your library and the store. And also for the fact that when you initially go into iBooks to read your list of books that are in your iBooks application, once they've been downloaded to it, is the fact to put it in list view so then you can navigate through the table to then access the list of books in your library. Actually, let me just do a quick demo of iBooks before I move on to Maps. So I've currently got iBooks open. I'm just going to Command Tab around to it.
iBooks, iBooks, Library, List, Window, Table.
Okay, now I've last had my focus on the table, which contains a list of all my books, because as I said previously, I've got it in list view. If I jump to the search edit field by just doing Command F,
find search text field,
and I do VO left arrow,
list, selected radio button, 5 of 5.
That's the list radio button that I said you had to actually activate so that you can have your books in table view. Okay, so of course it's selected, I can do it again, VO spacebar.
Press list, selected radio button, 5 of 5.
Okay, so I'm just going to come back to the right to the search edit field, VO right arrow.
Search text field.
I'm just going to type in Alice for Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. A-L-I-C-A-S.
Quickly find titles, authors, and genres.
Thank you for that hint, iBooks. Press enter.
Alice's. Highlighted.
I jump down to the bottom of the window to get back to my table.
Table.
Interact.
Interact with table, row 1 of 1. Column 1 of 9.
And of course, if this was the full-blown table, because I've currently just got Alice up in the row, each row in the table has all the book information in it. So if this was the full table, I could just do V up and down arrow to read title by title. For the moment, if I read across this particular row for Alice.
Title, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Author, Lewis Carroll. Category, Fiction and Literature. Collection, Column 5, Row 1, Empties. Last read, 7/11/2013. Date added, 23/10/2013.
Okay, and to open, I just press Commando.
Open book, now in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland window.
Now the book comes up in a scroll area containing HTML elements. So it's going to do Find Command for VoiceOver, VOF.
iBooks has new window. Enter search text.
And type in the word scroll. Get to the scroll area.
Scroll area.
Interact.
Interact with scroll area. Two items. The Project Gutenberg eBook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. HTML content.
Okay, that's the first element. The second one's actually the book itself, so VRON error.
The Project Gutenberg eBook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. HTML content.
Interact.
Interact with the Project Gutenberg eBook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Okay, VR command H to get down to the start of the first chapter.
Heading level 13. Heading level 42 items. SAML. Heading level 43 items. Copyright. Heading level 2. I. Down the rabbit hole.
Okay, down the rabbit hole, and we'll do VOA to start reading a little bit.
Heading level 2, I, down the rabbit hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank, and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations?
Okay. And let's do Command W to close the book for the moment.
Close. Now in Library, List, Window, Table.
Okay, I'm back to the table. And it's going to go back to the search edit field for the moment.
Find Alice's search text field. Select all. Selection deleted.
Okay, I've cleared that. So now my table is back to my full list of books. So I jump back down to that table now.
Table.
Interact.
Interact with table. Row 1 of 512.
Okay, so I've got my 512 rows back, i.e. 512 books. Okay, let me just command tab back to text edit for our Mavericks notes.
Text edit. Notes for Mavericks.txt window.
Now, just in case you're not aware of the fact, in Mavericks, all your iBooks will now be located in the iBooks app. The only books that will be in the iTunes application in your what used to be called your books category are now just audiobooks. Okay, so basically iBooks for iBooks and audiobooks in iTunes now in Mavericks. Maps is actually very interesting. It actually does work quite well with VoiceOver, and I've actually used it to look up a dress that I had to navigate to last week, and I sent that to my iPhone. And then it came up and just started talking straight away to me in Maps. And when I was on my Mac, I could actually read the route steps to follow, or initially to have a checkout, what streets I'd have to be walking down before I sent it to my iPhone. However, as I said, I will be doing a separate demo on iBooks on the Mac and Maps on the Mac. Okay, so the next point.
Advanced technologies. Improves energy efficiency and responsiveness, timer coalescing, AppNap, and compress memory. 1. Timer coalescing. In OS X Mavericks, timer coalescing groups low-level operations together, creating tiny periods of idle time that allow the CPU to enter the low-power state more often. With its activity reduced up to 72%, the CPU uses less energy, giving the battery a break. 2. In OS X Mavericks, AppNap helps save power when working with multiple apps at the same time. OS X can tell when an app is completely hidden behind other windows. And if that app isn't currently doing something such as downloading a file, etc., AppNap conserves valuable battery life by slowing the app down. Once the app is used again, the app instantly shifts back to full speed. AppNap works the same way with Safari tabs. So only the visible tab is running at full speed. With AppNap, CPU energy use can be reduced by up to 2-3%. 3. Compressed memory. With OS X Mavericks, compressed memory allows the Mac to free up memory space when the user needs it most. As the Mac approaches maximum memory capacity, OS X automatically compresses data from inactive apps, making more memory available. Once the memory is compressed, the Mac doesn't have to waste time continually transferring data back and forth between memory and storage. So it's able to get more done in less time. 4. The new Energy tab in the Activity Monitor application in the Finder Utilities folder allows you to monitor energy usage and quit processes if necessary.
So that point was basically about the advanced management control for applications to reduce energy usage, which should overall extend your battery life, of course, when you're using your MacBook Pro, etc. And the last point, number 4, which concerned the activity monitor, that's where you can go in yourself, besides the item under the extras menu battery, to see what other processes may be using energy on your Mac. And I'll quickly show you that now. So I'll press Command Tab to get back around to Finder.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD Volume.
Okay, now this time I'm actually going to use the Spotlight function to find the Activity Monitor rather than doing Shift Command U to bring up the Utilities folder. So I'm going to press Command Spacebar.
Spotlight search text field.
I'll type in Activity.
Top hit Activity Monitor. 23 items.
Yeah, I'm going to press the Enter key.
Activity Monitor.
And then jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
Interact with the toolbar.
Interact with toolbar. 9 items.
Come across.
Inspect select. System diagnostic. CPU radio button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so you've got a number of these options. CPU was there before. Now if I go to the right.
Memory radio button. 2 of 5.
Okay, memory was there before.
Energy. Selected radio button. 3 of 5.
Okay, and that's energy which I've currently selected. And if it wasn't previously selected, I could just do VI spacebar.
Press energy, selected radio button, 3 of 5.
To select it. So let me uninteract.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
It's going to jump down to the table.
Process information table.
And if I interact.
Interact with process information table, row 1 of 13.
Okay, now if I go across this table, it's got the heading plus the actual application name. Okay, so the first one is
app name, Amadeus Pro, text collapsed.
Okay, app name, Amadeus Pro.
Energy impact, 12.7, collapsed.
Energy impact, 12.7.
Average energy impact, 9.90, collapsed.
Average impact, 9.90.
App nap, no, collapsed.
App nap, no.
User, David Woodbridge, and collapsed.
User, that's me. So let's go back across to the left again.
App, have energy, app name, Amadeus Pro, text collapsed.
Come down.
Safari, text collapsed.
And across.
Energy impact, 0.0. Average energy impact, 0.49. AppNap, yes, collapsed.
Okay, so Safari in this case is capable of actually AppNapping. So across again one more, to the left. So back to the left again, and we'll do one more.
Average energy, AppNap, Safari, text collapsed. App Store, text collapsed. Energy impact, 0.0. Average energy impact, 0.38. AppNap, yes, collapsed.
It's going to go down this column. It's going to see what other ones don't do AppNapping.
No, collapsed.
Whoa. Next one that doesn't do AppNapping. So let's go across to the left.
Average energy app name, Dropbox, text collapsed.
There you go. So Dropbox currently doesn't do AppNapping. So there we go. So basically, that's the way that you can monitor processes. Now, if you want to close down any of those processes, if I uninteract with this table.
Stop interact.
And go back to the toolbar.
Toolbar.
Top, interact.
Interact with toolbar. 9 items. Quit selected process button.
Okay, the first button in the toolbar is actually quit selected process, or the next button.
Inspect selected process button.
You can inspect the selected process. So that's just a way of monitoring energy usage on your Mac and closing down any processes if you want to increase your current efficiency, particularly when using your Mac on batteries. Let me just close the activity monitor with Command Q.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD Volume.
And back to TextEdit with our notes.
TextEdit, Notes for Mavericks.txt window.
Okay, so let's see what the next point is.
Accessibility shortcut dialog, option plus command plus F5. 1. New keyboard shortcuts button added. Takes you to keyboards and system preferences.
Okay, so the keyboard shortcut on your Mac that you can bring up regardless of whether VoiceOver is running or not, it will still talk. And you can press Tab or Shift Tab to navigate. Has now got a new option, as the point said, it has the keyboard button to take you to your keyboard options in System Preferences. So let me just show you how it does work. I'm going to press Command F5 to turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and then I'm going to bring up the Accessibility Shortcut panel with Option Command F5. So if I press Tab now.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts, unchecked. Enable Zoom using scroll gestures, unchecked.
Okay, so this is just using the system voice. And it was to do a Zoom.
Enable VoiceOver, unchecked.
Enabled VoiceOver. I press Spacebar on that checkbox now. It would reactivate VoiceOver.
Enable Sticky Keys, unchecked.
Sticky keys.
Enable slow keys, unchecked.
Keys.
Enable mouse keys,
mouse
unchecked.
Keys.
Invert display colors, unchecked.
Invert display colors.
Contrast 0%.
That's the contrast slider.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Okay, there's keyboard shortcuts. That's the new option.
Preferences.
There's preferences.
Done.
Done.
Enable Zoom using keyboard
Zoom.
Shortcuts.
So if I do Shift Tab.
Unchecked. Done. Preferences. Keyboard shortcuts.
Okay, now if I press Spacebar, it's going to take me to System Preferences. So I need to turn VoiceOver on myself with Command F5.
VoiceOver on. System Preferences. Keyboard window.
Okay, and we're in the keyboard window in System Preferences. So I'm just going to do Command W to close that.
Text edit. Notes for Mavericks.txt window.
So that's the new option in the Accessibility Shortcut panel. With Option Command F5, the keyboard shortcuts button now.
Accessibility panel. 1. New accessibility option. Switch control. Complete control of the Mac with a single button for people with impaired physical and motor skills. On-screen keyboard. Automatically scan through and access keys on the keyboard. Built-in features such as predictive text and sticky keys help improve typing efficiency. Mouse control. Use a sweeping cursor to simulate mouse movements such as moving around the screen, clicking, and dragging. Switch control panel editor. Create, edit, and share your own on-screen keyboards to streamline commonly used actions and shortcuts for different applications. With the Switch Control Panel Editor, you can position groups of buttons together, customize color, text, size, and imagery, and specify a layout. Once you've created the perfect keyboard for a specific app or task, sharing it with others is easy. The files can be emailed and opened directly into the Panel Editor for review and import. 2. New Accessibility Option, Captions. Users can select the appearance of closed captions, including fonts, highlights, and backgrounds. These settings will apply in apps such as iTunes and QuickTime Player. 3. VoiceOver.
I'll just stop it there for number 3, VoiceOver, because I'll get to VoiceOver in a minute. So basically, as it said, it's got two new features in the accessibility panel. We now have switch control, which of course is in iOS 7, allowing a person with physical motor issues to access the Mac through a physical or software switch. And of course, the section option to do with captioning, and as it said, relates to such applications such as iTunes or QuickTime Player. And of course, to find those two options, you would go into System Preferences Accessibility Panel, and of course, using the VoiceOver, interact with that table. And I'll just might actually just show you that quickly so you can have a look at it yourself. And also make another point that you can turn on in Accessibility Panel, if you're not aware of, the accessibility option to bring it up in the menu so you can tell what accessibility options are currently running on your Mac or another person's Mac. So let me just jump to the dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. System Preferences.
Okay, that's already selected. Let's just do VO space.
System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Toolbar.
Okay, let's just
Preference panes. Scroll area.
Scroll pane.
Interact with Preference panes. Scroll area.
Okay, type in
HCC. Accessibility button.
There we go. Accessibility.
Press accessibility features table. Display image. Selected.
Now let me interact.
Interact with accessibility features table, row 2 of 12.
We just jump to the top of the table.
Seeing row 1 of 12.
Okay, and that's going to do VO down across, don't just go through them. So that's seeing, and I'm not going to actually repeat what VoiceOver is saying. You can just listen to what VoiceOver is saying through each one until we get down to captioning and switch control.
Display image, zoom image, voiceover image, hearing, audio image, captions image.
So that's captions.
Interacting, keyboard image. Mouse and trackpad image. Switch control image.
I can now interact with the table.
Stop interacting with accessibility features table. Switch control image. Selected.
Okay, now if I do VO right or control option right arrow.
General. Selected tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, you've got 4 tabs. You've got general.
Switches tab. 2 of 4.
Switches.
Navigation tab. 3 of 4. Timing tab
and
4 of 4.
Okay, but if I jump to the bottom of this current window rather than go through those options.
Help button.
And then come back.
Show accessibility status on menu bar. Checkbox.
Show accessibility menu on status bar. So if I go back to my extras menu with VOM twice.
Now in menu extras, Dropbox 2.4.6, up to date menu extra.
And I come across to the right.
Accessibility menu extra.
Okay, that's my accessibility menu. So if I VO spacebar on that, I can drop the spacebar.
Accessibility menu 9 items.
Come down.
Cursor magnification off, dimmed. Invert colors off, dimmed. Flash screen off, dimmed. Mouse keys off, dimmed. Slow keys off, dimmed.
Of course, I'm just down arrowing through these options with VO down arrow.
Sticky keys off, dimmed. Voice over on, dimmed. Switch control off, dimmed. Accessibility preferences, ellipsis.
Okay, and that's it for the menu. And of course, the only one that's on at the moment is VoiceOver. And if I do VO spacebar on the
system preferences,
panel.
Accessibility window, show accessibility status on menu bar, checked checkbox.
I'm back to the accessibility panel. So let me again keep things nice and tidy. Command W to close down system preferences.
Text edit, notes for mavericks.txt window.
Okay, and let's read the point about VoiceOver, which was number 3.
3. VoiceOver utility, sound, audio ducking. VoiceOver can now duck the system sound when speaking. VoiceOver utility, braille. Use automatic braille translation. VoiceOver automatically uncontracts the word in the VoiceOver cursor for more precise editing. MathML support. VoiceOver can now speak MathML equations on the web. New voices. Allison, Oliver, Ava, Venna, Kate, and Susan, also part of system voices. Multi-select to copy files changes to VO plus command plus enter. This command now for actions menu. List all actions that can be performed with current item.
So the first one I'm actually going to show you is the audio ducking. Now, we know about audio ducking on our iOS devices, such as the iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. When you're playing music and you're using VoiceOver, the music ducks under VoiceOver so that you can hear what's happening on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So they've got the same thing on Mavericks, and it's on by default, and I've actually currently turned mine off. So let me bring up VoiceOver utility with VOF8 or Control Option F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility window.
Let me just select sound by doing Command 6.
Sound.
Okay, and by the way, if you did Command 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 0, it would switch between each item in the category. You don't have to actually go through that table. Okay, so I'll just do it quickly. So I'm going to hold down the command key and just press the keys from 1 to 0. Okay, here's 1.
General.
2.
Verbosity.
3.
Speech.
4.
Navigation.
5.
Web.
6.
Sound.
7.
Visuals.
8.
Commanders.
9.
Braille.
0.
Activities.
Okay, so you can very quickly just jump to the actual category in the VoiceOver tool you want to get to. So it's going to do Command 6 to get back to sound.
Sound.
Now it's going to do VO right and get to the audio ducking checkbox.
Mute sound effects. Unchecked checkbox. Enable audio docking. Unchecked checkbox.
Now, of course, on yours, if you just installed Mavericks, it'll be on. So I'm going to put mine back on again by just pressing the spacebar.
Checked. Enable audio docking checkbox.
So let me go to my documents folder and play one of my MP3 files. And you'll actually hear what happens when I start using VoiceOver when it talks. It'll duck the podcast sound under VoiceOver. So I'm going to do Command Tab.
Text Edit. Finder. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD Volume.
Okay, and let me go and bring up my documents folder by just doing the shortcut key Shift Commando.
Documents. Now in Documents window. List view table.
Okay, let me interact with the table.
Interact with list view table.
So go to the top.
Name. Date.
Okay, come down.
Demo of airplane setting Mac. Demo of handwriting mode using VoiceOver. Demo of the Apple IIe emulator with the Echo synthesizer.mp3 MP3 audio.
Okay, so I'm going to press the spacebar on the demo of the MES Apple IIe emulator.
Now in quick look.
Downloading, installing, and running the
MES. Okay, so that's my demo talking. Now, if I start using VoiceOver to read the screen,
close button, zoom button, close button.
Okay, you can actually
close
tell.
Close button, zoom, demo of the Apple, open file, share file,
as well
button,
as VoiceOver's
full
talking,
screen button.
It's lowered the volume
preview
of the background
image.
Sound.
Full screen button.
And if I stop using VoiceOver,
web address, and the web address is www.bluegrasspals, as in blue, B-L-U-E, grass.
Okay, so it's brought the audio back up again. So press escape.
Now in documents window.
Now I find when I'm doing audio editing that ducking's actually fairly annoying. So that's why I've actually got mine turned off. So I'm just going to quickly just do Command Tab to get back to your VoiceOver utility.
VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window. Enable audio docking. Checked checkbox.
I'm just going to turn mine off with spacebar.
Unchecked. Enable audio docking checkbox.
Now the other option that I won't go through here, but I did mention in the notes where I'm still sitting in VoiceOver utility was in Braille. And the fact that you've got more control over editing contracted Braille now using, of course, a Braille display. And the fact that you've got MathML support. At the date of this recording, my BrailleSense U2, whilst it will connect with my Mac Air via USB, it actually won't connect via Bluetooth. So hopefully that'll be in a future update that I can start using my U2 again via Bluetooth. Now, before I get to talk about the new voices in Mavericks, I'll just show you the two commands that have sort of changed. So let me just do Command Tab to go back around to Finder again.
Finder, Documents, Window, Demo of the Apple IIe Emulator.
Let's say, for example, I want to multi-select items in a folder now. Well, as it said in the points, the new command is actually VO Command Enter or Control Option Command Enter. So if I do that now.
Demo of the Apple IIe Emulator with the Echo Synthesizer.mp3 MP3 audio. Selected added to selection. One item selected.
Okay, that was just me doing VO Command Enter again. So if I do VO Demo.
Demo of the Apple TV for September 2013 AirPlay Speakers and Low Vision Options. MP3 MP3 audio.
Okay, and if I'm going to select that one, I can do VO Command Enter again.
Demo of the Apple TV for September 2013 AirPlay Speakers and Low Vision Options. MP3 MP3 audio. Added to selection. Two items selected.
Okay, let's do VO Demo a few times.
Demo of using Skype out on Mac to retrieve work voicemails and take notes. MP3 MP3 audio.
Yeah, add that one via Command Enter.
Demo of using Skype out on Mac to retrieve work voicemails and take notes. MP3 MP3 audio. Added to selection. Three items selected.
And of course, if I just did now Command C.
Duplicate. Three rows added. Three rows selected.
Okay, I'll just copy them to the clipboard. And of course, I could go somewhere else and then paste them in. The previous command to do multiple selections was previously VO Command Spacebar. That actually now brings up actions for the current item. So for example, so let me uninteract.
Stop interacting with list view table.
Okay, it's going to jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
Okay, interact with my toolbar.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items, back group.
Okay, I'll go to the right, via runner.
View, radio group, action, menu button.
Okay.
Dropbox, menu button.
And I see what current options I've got for this control. So via command spacebar, control command spacebar.
Actions menu, 2 items.
Okay, via dinner.
Show menu.
So I can show menu.
Press.
Or I can press to activate it. Okay. So for quite a few different other items that you do via command spacebar on, of course you may get less or more options for the current control if it has multiple options to do with that current control. So for example, so if I do VO Opera.
Show menu.
And I show menu. VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Menu, 1 item. Move to Dropbox.
Okay, I've got move to Dropbox because I've currently got a file selected in my
move this file
table.
To Dropbox.
Okay, so at the moment I'm just going to press escape.
Closing menu, Dropbox, menu button.
Command W.
Close window. Now in desktop. Macintosh HD volume.
As that last point said for VoiceOver, there are quite a number of voices that you can download through the custom option in VoiceOver utility. And I've currently installed most of them, if not all of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use my VoiceOver option VO command and then left and right up and down to show you the different voices. And of course, it's going to go through some of the ones that are already in VoiceOver before, but you'll definitely be able to hear what the new ones briefly sound like. So I'm going to do a VO command right arrow.
Pitch 50%, volume 100%, intonation 50%, voice Alex.
Okay, so that's the current voice Alex. Now let me do VO command down arrow. And of course, as I'm going through the list, I'm holding down the VO command or control option command keys while I'm just pressing the down arrow.
Tom.
Samantha.
Moira.
Bina.
Ava.
Allison.
Serena.
Lee.
Karen.
Oliver.
Daniel.
Fiona.
Fred.
Kate.
Ralph.
Sangeeta.
Susan.
Tessa.
And that's it for the moment. Now, if you're wondering where you can download these voices, of course, it's back in VoiceOver Utility. So, VO F8, or Control Option F8 to jump back into VoiceOver Utility.
VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility window, enable audio ducking, unchecked checkbox.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've just still got Tessa running because she was the last one I took my hands off, so to speak. Just realised what I said then. Let me just put Alex back on. So, VO Command Denario.
Voice Alex.
Okay, back to Alex. Okay, so I need to get back to speech, which is command 3.
Speech.
And if I do VO runner, control option runner.
Utility category, voices. Selected tab, 1
okay,
of 2.
Voices already selected, so I keep going over to default voice.
Pronunciation tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, and a quick way to get there is just to do VO command J.
Mute speech. Unchecked. Alex, default voice pop-up button.
Okay, that's a default voice pop-up button. Activate that with VO spacebar.
Menu 28 items check mark. Alex.
Come down to the bottom.
Customize ellipsis.
And it's customize VO spacebar.
Interact with dialogue for window, voiceover utility. Select voices.
Okay, so if I just do VO right arrow control option runner.
Search text field.
Okay, I just want to bring up the English voices for myself for the moment. So I'm going to type in the word English. Press enter.
English. Highlighted.
Okay, and if I move across to the table.
Voices. Table.
Interact.
Interact with voices. Table. Row 1 of 66.
Now, there's not 66 voices. That includes the headers as well. And, of course, we've both got the compact and the premium voices that are there already. So if I just do VO down, control option down.
Karen. Check checkbox.
So Karen's already checked.
Karen compact. Unchecked checkbox.
And Karen is unchecked. In fact, I've actually unchecked all of my compact voices on the Mac.
Lee, checked checkbox. Lee compact, unchecked checkbox.
Of course, I'm just doing VO down at the moment.
English, India. Sangeeta, checked checkbox. Sangeeta compact, unchecked checkbox. Veena, checked checkbox.
OK, Okay, so example, let me just come down to Oliver.
Vina Cop, English, Moira, Moira, English, Fiona, Fiona, English, Tessa, Tessa, English, Kate, Kate, Serena, Serena, English, Daniel, Daniel, Oliver, check, checkbox.
Okay, so if he wasn't already downloaded, I could check Oliver, and if I uninteract.
Stop interacting with voices table.
Okay, uninteract.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
Come to the right.
Play button.
I can play.
Hello, my name is Oliver. I am a British English voice.
Press play button.
Next item.
Cancel button. Okay. Dimmed default button.
And basically it's dimmed at the moment because I've already downloaded the voice, but if you hadn't already checked one of those voices that you hadn't previously downloaded, once you check it, it will then download via software update to your system that, of course, you can then use with both VoiceOver and the system voice as well. Okay, so that will do me for VoiceOver Utility. I'm just going to press Command Q.
Quit VoiceOver Utility.
Let me just Command Tab around.
Finder, text edit, text edit, notes for mavericks.txt window.
So that completes this demonstration of iOS 10.9 Mavericks using it with VoiceOver. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.